A very significant event unfolding in Salt Lake City this morning unfolded a little bit earlier, as was described by Elder Christofferson. It was an event that doesn't happen very often. I believe he said, we don't hold press conferences very often, and certainly when the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints does, we pay very, very close attention to it. And we are anticipating that almost any moment we will be able to talk with Elder Dahlin H. Oaks, and we'll also be able to talk with Elder D. Todd Christofferson. They will be joining us momentarily, as we understand it, so we are just awaiting them joining us here at KSL News Radio. And I'm very anxious to talk with both of those leaders of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, get a little more on what unfolded this morning, maybe some even personal thoughts on what unfolded today. It's been interesting to get reaction from around the country. Literally, we have had guests on from everywhere this morning. The Brookings Institute, we've had the First Amendment Partnership, and I believe we do have our special guests on the line with us. Elders Christofferson and Elder Oaks, and welcome to KSL. So good to have you join us.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Doug. Glad to be with you.
It's been most interesting to see the reaction today. We've had the opportunity to talk with some, as I mentioned, from around the country. And overall, just praise and applause for stepping out and making this statement. But it's interesting, both of the First Amendment Partnership and the Brookings Institute said that while they were really, really impressed and applauded, they were wondering if there would be any backlash or any reaction perhaps from the extreme religious right. Did that come into the consideration at all? I'll ask that of both of you. Perhaps, Elder Oaks, I could direct that to you first. Any negative reaction anticipated?
I think we always assume there will be those who disagree with us, but our concern in putting this statement and program together is that we were doing what was right, not what would be popular.
And Doug, we have ongoing discussions with religious groups, with individuals, with leaders, with all stripes, and if you will, and backgrounds. And it's been very encouraging to us, frankly, to see the areas of commonality. There are some areas of disagreement, and we are not all perfectly aligned on every proposal and every idea, but it's a marvelous experience, frankly, to have that wide association, and we're planning to continue it, and we'll benefit from it, I'm sure, and hope we can benefit and help others.
Elder Oaks, you directly talked about alarm at the steady erosion of treasured freedoms that are guaranteed in the United States Constitution, religious liberties specifically. Where do you see the greatest danger there?
It's hard to say the greatest danger. We see across the board insensitivity to the free exercise of religion and to the legitimate interests of religious people of all faiths to be able to carry out their religious beliefs without the fear of intimidation and public reprimand or unemployment, as has occurred in some cases. I hesitate to say what's the greatest concern or the greatest offense, but there are plenty of examples to give us a sense of alarm about the insensitivity that some public officials and some private individuals have toward the first freedom, which is free exercise of religion.
I was actually deeply touched, again, because of friends, personal experiences, and even members of my own family, where for so many years, those who now we would describe as gay or lesbian were persecuted within our society and hid in the shadows of our society. And I recall Sister Marriott saying that after centuries of ridicule, persecution, even violence against homosexuals, ultimately most of society recognized that such treatment was simply wrong. There has been a rather tectonic shift just in my lifetime alone that has caused people that before we might not have known. And now we're recognizing that our brothers, perhaps our sisters, perhaps our aunts and uncles are in this community. And I think it has changed our mindset. How do you both feel about that? And how has this change in our society actually perhaps led us to moments where we can have conversations like the one we are having right now? And maybe Elder Christofferson, I could steer that to you first.
I think you're exactly right. That has led to the kind of conversations we're having now and to the opportunity to promote the sort of thing that we've talked about today, where there can be respectful conversations, where there can be a search for balance, where there can be safeguards that are needed that haven't been there in the past in many cases. At the same time, religious freedom's preserved, as Elder Oaks has just eloquently expressed. We're now in a position where these things can happen, and I'm grateful to see that day.
Elder Oaks, your
thoughts? Yes, I agree completely with what Elder Christofferson has said.
One final thing, the timing. What brought this rare? Elder Christofferson, you mentioned that. This doesn't happen very often. What is there significance in the timing of this today? Some can't help but think, perhaps with the Sixth Circuit court ruling pending, with national legislation being proposed right now, and even significant state legislation, not only in our state but around the country. Is there significance in the timing?
Surely this is the beginning of a new legislative season in the state of Utah, in the federal government, and in states across the country. It's timely to remind lawmakers of the need for balance and fairness across the board so that people are not seeing non-discrimination in isolation or seeing religious freedom protections in isolation, but looking at both of them. So that's one aspect of timing, but there are others.
It really is and very much a practical consideration, as Elder Oaks notes. We've got legislatures meeting now, beginning with Utah, but other states as well. The national government in session basically all the time. And while we have the chance before positions harden or things go to the extreme in one side or another, let's step forward while the chance is here.
Elder Christofferson and Elder Oaks, thank you so much for sharing this time with us here at KSL.
Thank you, Doug.
Good to be with you.
Very pleased and honored to have Elders Oaks and Christofferson joining us here at KSL News Radio. Dallin H. Oaks and D. Todd Christofferson, both apostles in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in the Quorum of the Twelve.